Jason Dofner joining us now on the attack. Always a treat to have him on. Good morning, Jason. How you doing? Bob Black here, along with Mr. Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
That's awesome, man. The big thing, that all the info we got from your reps, you've been losing weight. You've been committed to health. Talk to us about
definitely.
It. How'd you go about it?
You know, I had some injuries last year, and some of the issues I was dealing with kind of centered around my health and what I was doing away from the golf course. So I needed to make some changes, especially in my diet. I really changed my diet. I'm eating a lot better. I'm eating a lot cleaner, you know, so that I can feel good and be out here playing golf. It wasn't much fun last year, not being able to compete because of where I was with my health.
Well, what decision was it as far as, are you working out a little more? Is it all just diet? What prompted you to take the direction that you took?
I would say it's about 80-20 diet. I'm really committed to eating differently. I've gone pretty much gluten-free, processed food-free, no sodas, no alcohol, a lot of different things like that. To kind of change how my body, you know, what I'm putting in my body so that my body can feel better. Then I've always done some stuff golf-related, but now with the injuries that I've had in my shoulder, I've really had to kind of pick up a strength and mobility program for my shoulder and my upper T-spine, and then I'm doing some glute, abdominal, and leg work, which is pretty important to being successful out here on the tour. So for me, the biggest thing is actually eating better, eating healthier. I'm making better decisions with what I'm putting in my body so that I can feel better at the end of the day.
I guess a lot less Dofnering, as it were, the term for your relaxed demeanor. I guess part of this is, you know, you're eating better and there's a little more, I guess, a renewed dedication to your general fitness. And you're hoping that's going to pay dividends with a healthier season. And also, just kind of help have even better results on the tour.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I've noticed a big difference in how I feel, energy levels out there, and just day to day. You know, I think it's something people can learn, even if you're not playing professional golf. Making some small changes, actually, these are pretty big changes for me, but even small changes can make a big difference. I notice I have a lot more energy, I sleep a lot better, and I'm hoping that'll transfer to some better golf. And having more energy out here on the PGA Tour when I'm playing in events like the Minute Challenge and the rest of the year.
Talk about the transformation in your swing that you're going through. Talk about how that came about. Talk about its evolution. And talk about how hard it is for somebody that's played golf at the highest level, like yourself, to take something that was automatic one way and now try and make it automatic another way. So talk about this change in your swing and its evolution and everything that goes with it.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, anything has really changed, to be honest, with my golf swing. I've been going for 2 or 3 months now since this transformation has taken place. I haven't noticed too many differences, to be honest. You know, I just feel better. I feel like I'm a little bit faster, a little bit more explosive with my golf swing, and have a little bit more mobility when swinging the golf club. But as far as swinging the club and how my body feels when I'm actually swinging the club, I haven't noticed too much of a change, but I definitely feel a lot better swinging the club than I did 6 months ago.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You're playing in the Humana Challenge, and Humana is linked into health, wellness, and you're a well-being ambassador for them. Talk about you being involved with Humana as you try to progress into, let's say, the back nine of your PGA career.
Yeah, you know, this is a great event here we have in La Quinta. Humana's really stepped up and kind of took this event under its wing and to try and promote health and well-being for the week. You know, it's a great platform for them to get their message out through the PGA Tour. We've got a great field here this week. A lot of well-known players, a lot of top guys are starting their season here in the Quinta Humana Challenge. So I'm excited to help them out a little bit, share my story, maybe reach some people and just talk about health and well-being. And, you know, with the beginning of the year, people always have, you know, these New Year's resolutions, and usually some of them involve some type of health or well-being. So If I can make the change, hopefully that'll help some other people, go in that direction.
Those are the dulcet tones of PGA golfer Jason Duffner joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. You know, obviously, one of the big reasons for this, you know, the renewed focus, as it were, on health is, you know, obviously you'd like to live to a ripe old age. You know, you're a family man. You'd also like to continue to excel on the golf course well into your 40s, which is a bit of a challenge. So I take it losing the weight, you talked about how much better you feel. It's going to be easier on the body as far as the back and some of the other things. So I would think it would put you in a position to excel longer. And also during the, you know, the 4 days and four rounds of golf, you'll be the guy on that final 18 holes who has the stamina to get it done. And, you know, address how these changes in your fitness will help you going forward years down the road and at the back end of a tournament.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not getting any younger. I'm starting to realize I'm not 25 anymore. Golf's one of the few professional sports that you can play into your 40s and 50s and sometimes even 60s. So, you know, that accounts for it a little bit. I had to start looking at the whole picture of what I was doing, not just the golf aspects, not just the mental aspects, but also the health aspects so that I can continue to play, and feel good. It's a pretty challenging part of the game to be out here and playing week in and week out. And as you get older, it doesn't become easier, obviously. And then, there's a lot of great guys in shape out here on the PGA Tour. Health and fitness and well-being have really come to the forefront, I'd say, in the last 5 to 10 years. A lot of the young guys are really serious about it. So you kind of look over at times and realize that this guy's getting it done in the gym or getting it done with that aspect of his game. That could be an edge, like you said, at the end of tournaments. Who's going to be in the best shape and can definitely play a factor in some of these events we play. So I think it's just taking a bigger picture approach to what I've been doing out here, not taking things for granted so much and trying to be a well-rounded professional golfer, so to speak.
Well, you know, I'm looking at your resume, and in 2013, you got the major, which, of course, is the goal of every golfer that sets foot on a course. And then the injury frustration after that. Did you find that maybe that was part of your drive going forward to change the lifestyle and everything, is when you're on top of the world like that, hey, I want to get there again and do it again, and you realize how rare those opportunities are?
Maybe a little bit. I think the biggest focus is that I couldn't play. If you're hurt and injured, you can't play. That's not good for anybody. So I needed to, change some things so that I was able to be back out on the golf course. A lot to do with, the injury I was dealing with had to do with, what I was doing in the gym and really what I was doing with my diet, because the things that I was putting in my body were causing me a lot of discomfort and inflammation, which I had to get out of my body or I wasn't going to heal. It wasn't the type of injury where I had a tear or, I had something that needed to be fixed or surgery. It's something that I'm going to need to continue to maintain and stay on so that I can keep that inflammation out and be able to play golf. So not playing golf is a pretty strong drive for most of us out here. If you can't play because you're hurt, you definitely need to do some things different.
Bob mentioned the experience factor. You've won a major. You've been second in a major. You've won a bunch of non-major tournaments on the tour. You know, personal goals for 2015, where you're looking to get your game to and what you're hoping for, as well as kind of a look at the, quick thoughts on the 2015 PGA Tour season as a whole and what you see coming and what you forecast as far as others besides yourself who may have big success.
I don't really set personal goals. I know a lot of people do that, but I try to set pretty broad goals. I need to try and do the things I need to do to be healthy this year. That continues with me, staying pretty good with my diet and what I'm putting in my body, putting the work in on my strength and mobility programs, and trying to get in golf shape. I haven't played a lot of golf since July, really. Probably around 30 or 40 rounds, so that's not much golf for a professional golfer. So I need to kind of round into golf shape and get to playing well, and then obviously trying to be competitive and win tournaments out here is what everybody's striving for. So I'm feeling like in another, I don't know, maybe 4 to 6 weeks that I should be in pretty good golf shape heading into the Florida swing and look to start challenging to win some tournaments. As far as other guys, obviously, you know, it's all the big names, guys that are playing well. Rory's playing really well. Somebody like Jordan Spieth has obviously had a great season last year. Patrick Reed, Jimmy Walker, these guys are playing well. Continue to think that they'll play well the rest of the season. And then obviously with Tiger, you know, having a bad year coming off an injury last year, everybody's interested to see how he's going to do. So I think it could be a pretty good, interesting year on the PGA Tour, a good mix of players. You got some familiar faces, some guys that people aren't quite familiar but are starting to get familiar with. And then obviously, you know, Tiger draws the needle pretty well, so people will be very interested to see how he rebounds from last year.
No question. First, let's give you a Baba Booey, because Joe filled me in on the fact that you're a Howard Stern fan and you like it when they do that after you swing. My other question is, Auburn going to bounce back and their football program going to make it to the Final Four next year?
You know, that's pretty pretty tough challenge, obviously. Only four teams can make it, so being one of the four best in the country is a tough task, but you know, I think we did all right this year. We had a lot of tough losses. We probably weren't as competitive as we'd like to be at times. I can't really think of a bad team we lost to, a game that we shouldn't have won or shouldn't have lost. We lost to, I think, five of our losses were all to top 15 teams, so that's a pretty tough schedule. But I think we'll be good. We had a lot of young players. I know the people in Auburn and the coaching staff are excited to have Will Muschamp on board now. To go along with Gus's offense. So it'll be interesting. We'll see. Obviously, there's a lot of expectation, which at times cannot be a good thing. So, you know, we'll see. I think we'll be in the mix. We'll be extremely competitive. But it's hard to be one of those top four teams. I think people are going to see that. You're not going to see the same four teams in that playoff race continually. I think it's going to mix up pretty good.
Jason, we appreciate the couple minutes. You're welcome back anytime. Good health and good success this year.
Okay, guys. Thanks for your time.
Thanks a lot. Jason Duffner.